Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Forbes magazine released its 30 Under 30 list, the most influential young people who are doing the good things.
Who did? I miss what you said.
Forbes.
Forbes. Sorry, I missed your first word.
They choose 30 people in each of 20 categories, so it's really more like 600 people, and the list is really remarkable. Obviously, the ones we care about here are the ones that are famous, but if you go through it and read what these young people have done, it is truly amazing. Megan Thee Stallion, the first black woman to ever grace the cover of Forbes 30 Under 30.
Really?
27-year-old mogul brought in an impressive $13 million in 2022 through royalties, ticket sales, merchant endorsements. She says, I can't slow down right now. I'll take a break when I'm dead. I'm really trying to build something. When I start sitting, I feel like I'm not doing enough or I'm giving everybody else the opportunity to pass me. Also on the list, Hailey Bieber, Jack Harlow, comedian Benito Skinner, who's also known as Benny Drama. Actress Sydney Sweeney, Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, Sadie Sink from Stranger Things, dancer Maddie Ziegler, 24 Karat Golden, Madison Beer, sports Sixers center Joel Embiid, Rams cornerback Jalen Ramsey, and New York Liberty guard Sabrina Ionescu, again, amongst so many other people who do amazing things and raise a lot of money or make a lot of money and do a lot of good.
So. Did you see anybody locally that stood out to you?
So I have searched for people from Boston who are on this list.
Right.
And there's a thing on the page when you go to the Forbes site and it says, you know, by the numbers, and it shows cities. And Boston is one of the top five cities that people come from. But I just couldn't find a list that had already been made.
Oh, okay.
That has people on it. I don't have time to I couldn't read through 600 bios. So
right.
I'm trying to.
Well, you got a couple
maybe
hours.
Maybe by tomorrow we'll have a better list of who's from here. But
it wouldn't surprise me to see Marcus Smart on a list like that.
Well, that
I just saw him acknowledged by the NBA for his for what he's doing with Boston Children's Hospital, his smart carts, and all of the things that he does for his community.
And just the technology that's here and the young people coming out of these colleges creating technology advancements that we've never even heard of.
Yep.
Mariah Carey inviting fans to her home for the holidays. She teamed up with Booking.com to give two lucky fans a once-in-a-lifetime experience that includes a three-night stay in the Grand Lux King Room at the Plaza Hotel, ticket to Carey's upcoming holiday concert, dinner at her favorite restaurants, a tour of the Top of the Rock, a VIP ice skating session in front of the Rockefeller Christmas tree, all culminating at a cocktail hour at a private space in the music icon's New York City penthouse.
Did you sign up for this already?
Well, you can't until it's a first come, first serve starting December 14th at 5 p.m. And the weekend is the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
The 19th is the concert, which is like a Tuesday because I really want to go, but it's on a Tuesday.
Why can't you go?
Well, I guess it's the 19th. I'm not going to be here.
Yes.
But I don't understand this first come, first serve basis. That just means the first person that gets through on the computers?
Probably, yeah. And we know how buying stuff and getting registered for stuff with computers works.
I know, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just feel like, all right, anyway. So anyway, that's happening.
The Russian bots, Kennedy. That's what you need to do.
I know a guy. And the Royals descend upon Boston today, my friends. They will be here 4:45 Boston City Hall. They will be welcomed to the city by Mayor Michelle Wu and Ambassador Caroline Kennedy. This marks the start of the Earthshot Awards. They will light up City Hall and Boston's other landmarks green, which is pretty cool. Thursday, of course, they're learning about climate innovations at Greentown Labs in Somerville before traveling to Chelsea to meet with a nonprofit helping at-risk youth people, youth age 16 to 24 called ROCA. Kate will see the work of the Center of Developing Child at Harvard University, while William will visit the JFK Library and Museum. And of course, it will culminate with the Earthshot Prize on Friday evening at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway, where we will see Billie Eilish, Annie Lennox, Ellie Goulding, and presented by Clara Amfo and Daniel Day Kim. Kate will also give out one award. It'll be recorded on Friday night. It won't air until Sunday on the BBC, and I don't think we get it here until Monday on PBS.
I'm hearing the Billie Eilish is pre-recorded, that she will not be in town for that event, that it is a pre-recorded video. That's the rumor that I'm hearing about the Billie Eilish performance.
Wow, that is not what they have been saying.
Yep.
That is crazy. That
yep, it is
that.
A pre-recorded thing. Or it's going to be, you know, shot, it's like on video coming from somewhere else. I don't know if it's pre-recorded or if it's live happening at a studio somewhere else or whatever.
That's wild.
I just love that they're going to be at City Hall Plaza in the middle of a rainstorm.
Well, they brought the English weather with them.
They
for
did.
Sure.
They're used to
pour.
It. They don't care.
I mean, get them a donkey's, an umbrella, go stand in front of the ugliest building in Boston in the middle of a rainstorm this afternoon.
What would you like for them to do? Change the weather? Like, they didn't know that.
No, no, I just think it's
forever.
Funny. I just think it's so Boston.
If they saw the sun, they wouldn't even know what to do.
No, no. If it was snow, it would be Boston. But this is just something that, like Dan says, they're used to. This is what it's like in England all the time. The sun would frighten them.
They're going to look at that building and be like, what the hell is this ugly thing we're standing in front of? Oh my gosh.
Yes, I'm sure that's what they'll say.
Oh, it's absolutely what they'll say.
They don't have buildings in England?
Not that are that ugly. No, that's an all-timer. I didn't realize it had been so long since the Royals had been here.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess...
2014, I think.
He
was here in 2014, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So I heard something that said there had been no Royals here in Boston since the 70s. Or maybe I read something.
I'm going to go to City Hall and just stand outside with the boombox that plays the entire Hamilton song.
Yeah. I was thinking United States.
Oh, no. I meant Boston. The last time the Royals were in Boston was the 70s.
Why would you come here?
Because we're first, Kennedy. Where else would you go?
To see
New York.
City Hall is amazing.
You want to see where it all happened,
New York,
right?
They go to New York a lot.
Oh, that was the area that didn't like us.
I'm sorry. This is the cradle of the revolution.
I'm just saying. Why else would you go anywhere else?
They're not going to drive them anywhere near the seaport where they might see the Tea Party Museum.
It's I think the Queen went there when she visited, is what I read. She got right up there and looked across the ocean.
All right, guys. Coming up at 7:30. It is official. Kim and Kanye are divorced. We can all settle down now. I'll tell you what that division looks like.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, friends. So it looks like it's finally official. Kim and Kanye are officially divorced. Mm. So here's what I know. Get the right piece of paper, woman. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they break up like 2 years ago?
Well, it took a long time because he was dragging his feet. He fired and hired many different divorce attorneys. He didn't want to get divorced. They were legally single a few months ago. So
he was trying to bully her to stay in the marriage,
he just wasn't getting what he wanted. So according to divorce documents, the former couple will have joint physical and legal custody of their four children, North, St. Chicago, and Psalm. Kanye will be required to pay Kim $200,000 a month in child support. He's also responsible for half of children's medical, educational, and security expenses. They both waived spousal support. They also agreed to settle disputes regarding the children by participating in mediation. However, if either party fails to take part, the other is allowed to make the decision in a dispute by default. The couple's assets, their property, all of that stuff will be based on the prenup that they'd already signed. So there wasn't a whole lot of... They'd signed a prenup. It was pretty ironclad. There wasn't going to be a whole lot of discussion except about the children. So. Mm-hmm.
How much a month did you say?
$200,000.
It's a weird number to
Why
me.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Does it cost $200,000 a month to raise a child?
Well, listen, they live the life they live. Yeah, it's I just think because they are both uber wealthy. Mm-hmm. It's just weird. Like, where did that number come from? You know, she is worth...
She's a billionaire.
She might be worth $1 billion.
Guys, if you have children, you have to support them.
I'm not...
So, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying he shouldn't pay child
support. I'm not saying he shouldn't or she shouldn't. Obviously, there has to be a number somewhere.
Yep.
but he was worth $1 billion. She's worth $1 billion, and he's going to pay $200,000 a month. And it's just like an arbitrary number.
I imagine it's something that the lawyers were able to come to a consideration on and say at least
weird.
You know, it's being done because he's not living with them physically.
Right.
So it was just a number, maybe just to make him be like, you have to do something, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. It was like I said, it's just a weird
something like that.
Doesn't seem like a lot to me.
Mm. Members of Congress are now turning their gaze to the Federal Trade Commission following the Taylor Swift ticketing debacle at Ticketmaster. U.S. Senators Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee and Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut sent a letter to the FTC yesterday asking the agency how it plans to combat the use and operation of bots in the online ticket marketplace. They sponsored the Better Online Ticket Sales Act, which was signed into law back in 2016, meant to prohibit scalpers from using software to purchase high volumes of tickets, but has rarely been used, according to the senators. While bots may not be the only reason for these problems, which Congress is evaluating, fighting bots is an important step in reducing consumer costs on the online ticketing industry, the letter states. And the letter comes after Ticketmaster claimed that the site encountered a staggering number of bot attacks as a part of that Taylor Swift presale, which contributed to consumers experiencing, you know, all of the drama that happened. They also cite high prices consumers encountered when trying to buy tickets to see Adele and Bruce Springsteen, and the difficulty faced in trying to see Blake Shelton, where 22,000 fans pre-registered to buy tickets, but only a few hundred actually got the tickets. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. Adam Sandler received an award at the Gotham Awards over the weekend. And as he received this award, he allowed his children, at least is what he says, to write the speech for him. Here's a very small part of it.
I'm sorry, what dirty number is
Three.
That? 33, thank you.
Dear well-dressed dignitaries, highly educated hipsters, and various other plus ones of the Gotham Awards. Thank you for giving our daddy, Mr. Adam Sandler, this prestigious lifetime, all-time, primetime GOAT Achievement Tribute Award.
Is that how his daughters talk? Because that's how I'm picturing it.
Well, that's what they said. If he was going to read their speech, they asked him to do it in that voice.
That's really the only part I can play because there's a lot of F-bombs. Yeah,
it's 6 minutes long, and it is could be the most spectacular speech ever given in an award
show. I'll have to check
it out. It is very, very funny.
And just a quick Saturday Night Live update I have for you guys.
Uh-huh.
They've announced the December hosts and musical guests. So Steve Martin and Martin Short will host on December 10th with Brandi Carlile.
Oh, wow.
Keke Palmer and SZA will open the month of November. And Austin Butler from the Elvis movie and the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs will close out the year on the 17th.
November's done, so maybe December,
That's what I said.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said November. My apologies.
So December 10th, Steve Martin and Martin Short with Brandi Carlile, Keke Palmer, SZA. It will be the first part of December,
right.
And then Austin Butler and the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs on the 17th.
Wow, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
That's
exciting.
A really good lineup there for
oh
all of
gosh,
them.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing. And Steve Martin has hosted 15 times, which is not the most. Alec Baldwin has the record of 17. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.